Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, the City University of New York wants you to have a college education. CUNY has launched a new program aimed at bringing GIs into the City University system. With an influx of returning veterans coming back to New York City, CUNY hopes to add to the 3,000 vets already attending CUNY schools. CUNY seeks to attract more veterans by providing support tailored specially for their needs, like counselors trained in post-traumatic stress disorder, and allowing some to enroll before their government tuition dollars come through. It may be related to a coming dip in the number of high school graduates. My guests today are Gary Moore, CUNY Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and Wilfred Cotto, CUNY Coordinator of Veterans Affairs and a retired Navy Master Chief. Hello, guys. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell me about the program. Mr. Cotto, what prompted CUNY to start recruiting war veterans, and what's new here? Because I'm sure CUNY has always been open to veterans.
Yes, and again, thank you for having us here this morning. And on Veterans Day, I just want to take a moment on behalf of the university to say thank you to all who have served and sacrificed for our country. That said...
And ditto for us, and we'll be thanking them in a longer segment next hour on this show, but absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, back to the question, you know, CUNY understands there's going to be a need. As you mentioned, there's going to be plenty, several thousand returning back to New York City, to their homes over the next couple of years. And we want to be ready to provide them with the educational opportunities that, for the most part, a lot of them enlisted in the military to gain access to.
College education.
Yes, sir. So we look forward to taking on that challenges and we believe that the City University of New York, with all its programs and campuses and opportunities, is ready to do that.
Yeah. But again, Vice Chancellor Moore, what's new here? Certainly, CUNY has always been an attractive option financially relative to state schools or certainly private schools to returning vets. So what's new in this initiative?
Well, what's new is that CUNY is being very proactive in terms of recognizing who will come into the CUNY system over the next few years. One of the things we know for sure is that we are expecting about 10,000 veterans to be in our system within the next 3 to 5 years. In order to prepare for the return of our veterans and to better assist veterans who are currently our students, we have launched a series of programs, including enhancing our counseling services, enhancing our services that we know veterans will need when they return. For example, child care, health care. We know veterans are returning to us, and some of them are homeless. We are connecting with the city, we're connecting with the state, and with the federal government to ensure that we know what the resources are and that we make these resources available to all of our veterans.
You know, there was a New York Times op-ed last Friday by Senator Chuck Hagel and Senator Jim Webb, one Republican, one Democrat, asking for a return to a World War II-style GI Bill, giving vets more money for college. They make the argument that college is more expensive these days and that wartime service deserves a greater compensation. Do you think the current benefits are sufficient for soldiers coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, Mr. Cotto?
I believe they are sufficient. More would be better, of course, because we can't put a dollar value to what they do and the sacrifices that they make. So, you know, to give us a military individual now $30,000-$40,000 worth of benefits is okay, and that gets them started. But there's more to that, and you know, they may want to take on graduate work and maybe some other things later in life, and they'll need the extra financial support.
And I notice, Chancellor, that CUNY's John Jay College of Criminal Justice is the most popular choice among veterans.
That is correct.
Within the CUNY system. Is their past military training just kind of more applicable to that setting?
That is true. John Jay, as you know, is our criminal justice institution where we train police officers, we train individuals for the law enforcement area, as well as for the legal community. Many of our veterans returning find John Jay an attractive alternative for them. However, we also know that there are many veterans returning who have completed academic degrees before going, and we want to get them back into the system to, number one, enhance their skills, and number two, provide them an opportunity to go to grad school. Our veterans, we find, are no different in terms of what the needs are when it comes to higher education than our regular students. We know they will need assistance across the spectrum with matriculating through our system. They have children. They have jobs. And some of them need jobs. We know that they have needs for opportunities to work while going to school, and we want to provide opportunities for them to be embraced like any student coming into CUNY.
You know, many vets experience a disconnect once they arrive in academia. They're older than the rest of the students, typically at the undergrad level. They've had very different life experiences. You know, they're accustomed to the structured setting of military life, whatever. Does CUNY do particular things to assist veterans in that transition?
And I'm glad you're focusing on that transition, because it is very important. And so we are attuned to that and sensitive of that. And that's why at many of our campuses right now, we have formed college programs and veterans projects that are directly aimed at assisting and facilitating that transition, where you have veterans themselves manning offices and doing a lot of the counseling and the guidance to other veterans. It seems to help because they establish rapport quickly and they connect quickly. And, you know, who better than a veteran, him or herself, that has gone through the bureaucracy of the CUNY system to tell another veteran how to get through it?
Are they at a different risk or a higher risk of dropping out?
I think at times, depending on what the veteran brings into the system, that could be at a higher risk, simply because they're dealing with a life situation that the average student is not dealing with. They're still having to adjust from serving in the Afghanistan war or Vietnam war or some other experience that the average student is not dealing with. So to deal with our veterans or provide our resources for them, as Mr. Cotto stated, we are using veterans to work with other veterans. But equally important to mention is the fact that we have on each campus a veteran advisor. We have an individual on each campus who provides specialized counseling for our veterans. These individuals provide space for veterans to gather and discuss their common issues. They connect them with the counseling centers, whether it's a mental health issue or whether it's a medical issue. It's really important that we continue to grow and expand the specialized services we provide to veterans.
How much, we talked at the beginning about how the pool of potential college applicants is starting to tighten and is expected, you know, to shrink in the coming years. So how much of this program is simply creative recruiting on the part of CUNY?
Okay. Well, some of it is recruiting, active recruiting. We in fact, open an office in Washington Heights that is on the first floor, and our veterans recruitment office is on the second floor. The idea behind that is to show how if you elect to serve in the military, you can also continue your education through our distance education program as well. But equally important is to show that you have options in terms of whether you enrolled in the military or enrolled in one of our CUNY programs. Now, CUNY, as you know, is the largest urban university in the country, having some 400 plus thousand students. Our enrollment this year is just larger than it has ever been, and we continue to grow. However, as the saying goes, it's not about the numbers, it's about how you make those numbers count. And we recognize that the number of veterans, and I believe the number today is about 3,000 in our system, registered in our system, we know that we must embrace them and identify specialized programs to serve that special population.
What do you think they need, Mr. Cotto, in terms of specialized programs?
Transition assistance is a big thing. Making that adjustment from that very structured military way of life into a system where maybe the structure is just not there or what they're accustomed to.
How about curriculum? Do you think you'd see an expanded, I don't know what, military history program, physical rehab? Do vets come in with certain professional needs based on their background or professional interests that would influence curriculum?
Some do, but most of them really want to go into other areas that they've always had interest in. So just because you served in the military and you had a certain MOS or rating doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to come out into civilian life and do the same thing. Most of them like to get into other kind of things that they have interest in.
Is it a different time than in the past? Because there were always vets, there were always colleges competing for vets. But is it a different time now because of Iraq and Afghanistan and post 9/11, and we have 30 seconds left?
Well, I can only go back so far, but I think so. In my short time, I think that the needs are different and the veterans are different themselves. They're a different generation of people we're dealing with.
And I concur with that. I think we are dealing with a different group of needs that we must put in place for our veterans.
Gary Moore, CUNY Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and Wilfred Cotto, CUNY Coordinator of Veterans Affairs and a retired Navy Master Chief. Thank you both very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
And again, a salute to all our veterans on Veterans Day. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.